Do the holidays and all of the food that goes along with them strike fear in your soul? If so, you want to listen to this special episode of the Breakthrough Emotional Eating Podcast. I recorded my latest masterclass for my two memberships and want to give this podcast to you as a gift. Have a pen and paper handy because you will want to take notes on the six aspects of the holidays that you get to manage. If you want to wake up on January 2nd weighing the same or less than you do now, let's go. Do you want to lose weight but struggle to stay committed to a meal plan because you constantly feel hungry? Does food provide you with comfort when you are bored, angry, lonely, or sad? If so, you are in the right place. My name is Kristen Jones, and I'm a life coach specializing in emotional eating and weight loss, and I'm also a lifelong emotional eater. I want to provide you with information, motivation, and support so you too can learn to manage your issues with food and develop a healthy relationship with yourself. Welcome to the Breakthrough Emotional Eating Podcast. Welcome to this special edition of the Breakthrough Emotional Eating Podcast. My name is Kristen Jones, and thank you so much for joining me this week. I decided this week that I would provide for you the masterclass that I did in my two memberships on managing the holidays and your emotional eating. And so what I'm going to be talking about today is I'm going to be addressing six areas that you can look at, specific things that you can do within those six parameters to help you manage your emotions and manage your food during the holidays. So I'm going to give you those six things right now, and you'll be ready to take notes because we are going to jump right into the middle of the podcast. So the six areas that we're going to be looking at are dealing with other people, daily self-care, allowing feelings, counting your blessings, being selective, and making decisions ahead of time. I will address each of these and give you some definite strategies and things that you can do to manage each of these areas. And our hope is always that you get through the holidays feeling really positive, feeling uplifted, and waking up on January 2nd and being less or at least the same weight that you are right now. So I hope you enjoy this very special edition of the Breakthrough Emotional Eating Podcast. It would be important to remember that people get to say whatever they want to say. We get to decide how we want to interpret it. So by a show of hands here in the Zoom as well as on the in Facebook. How many of you have a relative that just gets under your skin? Who just, you know, they just kind of are like, and we have to be around them because they're always invited. They're going to be there. We have to realize, we have to figure out, okay, am I going to buy in, and then am I going to let them and their behavior impact me? Am I going to take what they do and make it into a big deal? Am I going to make that into something more for me? And so that's the first piece, is we get to decide, are we going to buy into that? Second thing is, do we have to be around them? Because I don't know about you, we have in our get-togethers, we have multiple places where people hang out in the house. I know the person I'm thinking of, I don't have to be around them. I can just move into another part of the room. I can just move around. I don't have to listen. I don't have to indulge in that. Sometimes I do, just because I just want to hear the craziness. But at times, you know, but if I really want to preserve my own sanity, I can just pluck myself away and be like, no, I'm not gonna give in. So you get to decide that. That's what I wanted. I want to make sure that you feel that empowered. You get to decide, are you going to hand that power over to this other person? So that's your second thing, is are you going to hand over your power? Again, take charge of your own thinking, decide how you want to react to things that other people say, and then take charge of your own interactions with people that you know are triggers for you. The third thing is also realize, and this has been a hard one, I know, especially in my family, you have to know that people don't change. Like if they showed up last year and they were obnoxious last year, they're probably going to show up and be obnoxious this year too. So don't go in, oh, maybe this will be the year that they're actually really, no. Know your audience and try to stay away. Really recognize that, like, am I going to put myself in their firing lines? That's where we really have to, it's self-preservation and protecting ourselves. If we know someone is unkind, I don't know about y'all, but I'm going to stay as far away from them as possible. And I'm going to try and avoid situations that I can avoid because I know what that's going to do to me. Because I don't know about anybody else, but that person says something to me and I am in the eggnog. I am over at the dip. I am doing anything else but have to hear and listen to them. And also I'm making myself feel better because that's what the whole issue is. The issue is really our reactions to these other people are, this doesn't feel good. I don't like this. And so I want to be taken away from this for just a brief moment in time. And oh my goodness, that dip is going to be the answer for me. And so 5 scoops later, that's the issue. Or yeah, drunk is another issue, Debbie. You're right. Absolutely. You know, if people show up drunk, they're going to show up drunk this year too. So keeping in mind that people don't change, and we can, and if they do, that's great. And they totally surprise you, but we have to go in knowing, like, I'm not going to put myself in that position. I'm not going to allow myself to be overwhelmed. Absolutely. Self-medicating with food. Thank you, Mom. Self-medicating with food. Absolutely. We have to remember that we get to be in control of that. So in dealing with other people, we've got to know who our people are and accept who they are. But that doesn't mean we have to be around them. Does not mean we have to be around them. It means we can try and avoid them as much as we possibly can. We're always cordial, but you know what? You start hearing, as Debbie said, you start hearing the things get louder and louder and drunker. No, I'm not going to be around that anymore. That's not where I'm going to be. And I'm going to make sure that my reactions, and we're going to get to allowing feelings, and allowing feelings is going to come back to what we're talking about right now, but making sure that we own our power and we are never a victim. We're never a victim in anyone's house, especially our own. We are not a victim in our own house, in our own homes. We have to make sure that we take control of the decisions that we make. And even if, and sometimes that means this is going to be a short time that I see y'all because this is not what I'm comfortable with. And that's okay. That is okay. Because again, we have to remember our own and preserve our own peace. All right. Second area managing these holidays is daily self-care. So daily self-care and taking care of yourself is so very important because honestly, that's one of the things that people do away with during the holidays because they get so busy and there's such a change and there's all these activities and there's all these things. And then suddenly the routine and the consistency that we've had goes out the window. And it's not necessarily, I mean, the consistency and not having it there and not doing what you always do, it can be really disrupting. But what is even more damaging is the thoughts that we have about ourselves because we know we're not taking care of ourselves. So when we've given up our journaling, when we're not doing our meal plan, we're all of a sudden forgetting about our affirmations. Those things, not doing those things is hard. But it's the negative self-talk that then we give to ourselves of, I can't believe you're not doing that. That's what the problem is. Well, why aren't you doing it? And so then you're just digging yourself deeper and deeper into that hole. So looking at your self-care and looking at your routines as a way of preservation and as a way of grounding yourself, because the holidays can be so disrupting and they can disrupt us and they can just throw us off in so many different ways. That we need to see our self-care as something that's stabilizing and something that's grounding and that keeps us in our own reality and in our own and in the present time as well.
So first thing, and I haven't talked about this in a long time, but the first thing is you really need to make sure that you're giving yourself time each day. Now, how much time is time? The minimum that I would say is 15 minutes. I think we can all carve out 15 minutes for ourselves. That is what I like to call me time. And me time is 15 minutes of time that is just exclusively for you. There are only three rules to me time. Three rules. First rule is it cannot benefit anyone else but you. So that does not mean walking the dog. My dog Jackson gets a whole lot out of our walks. That is not me time for me. It's usually battle royale for me when we go for a walk, and you dog owners know what that's like. That would not be considered me time. Me going out for a walk by myself, heck yeah, that would be me time. So that's the first one. Can't benefit anyone else. Second thing to go right behind that is it cannot make you feel guilty. You cannot allow yourself to feel guilty for taking this time for yourself. And the third rule is that it does not include electronics. It does not include electronics. So there is no, let's be honest, y'all, scrolling on Facebook, that is not self-care. That is pulling you into the cesspool of feeling terrible about yourself because you're looking at what everyone else is doing. Let's not do that. So no electronics, but those three things are the only three things. 15 minutes a day. That's one thing. 15 minutes a day. Second thing is if you are a regular exerciser, you are getting your exercise. You are moving. You're moving your body. You're getting outside. You're getting some fresh air, but you're maintaining that consistent pattern. You're continuing to do that because that's so important. Again, because it makes you feel good, because it allows you feel good about yourself, and you're continuing to do something that you've always done. And again, that increases our positive self-talk and doesn't make us fall into that negative self-talk. The third thing is getting adequate, and I would say adequate and powerful sleep. Okay, getting enough sleep, and that's always a challenge during the holidays as well. Getting enough sleep, and for goodness sakes, y'all, take a nap. Okay, if you're tired, take a nap, 15, 20 minutes, little power nap. It does wonders, but take a nap, get good quality sleep. And the other piece about good quality sleep is that when you are not sleep deprived, when you are sleep deprived, you have a tendency to crave. You have much higher cravings when you are sleep deprived. Your body senses that as being not the status quo, not the norm, and it will in turn send your blood sugar will be so tired that then your body craves sugar to kind of give it that little whoop, and that's not what we want. So it increases cravings when we do that. And then the last thing is if you have a consistent morning routine or a consistent routine in the evening, that you maintain that routine. And again, it's more for how it makes you feel about taking care of yourself. It reinforces that self-care and that you being nurturing and taking care of yourself. So that's really, really important. Again, any kind of consistent routine that you have, you want to maintain that. All right. Area number three. Allowing feelings. So if we remember back to our first section of dealing with other people, we always have to remember that we are responsible for our emotions. We are responsible for the feelings that we have. But when we have feelings that are upsetting to us, what do we do with them besides bury them in, you know, a bowl of corn bacon dip? Or what do we do besides turning to the buffet or, you know, eating from the cookie display? How do we handle those feelings? Because that's where we get into trouble, because we start feeling emotions, whether it's memories from the past, whether it's something that someone says, it's, you know, a gift that you get that is just not what you wanted, or something, you know, again, something is said, there's an exchange, there's somebody that triggers you. How do we handle those? How do we allow those emotions? So I'm going to give you a quick little overview of something you can do at any party in the bathroom, in a bedroom, in a quiet bedroom, going off wherever you are. All you have to do is if you're feeling yourself getting yourself worked up, you're feeling that urge to like, I don't like how I'm feeling. I don't want to feel this way anymore. I want to eat some food. All you need to do is excuse yourself. You need to go someplace quiet, maybe step outside, acknowledge how you're feeling and be okay with how you're feeling. Acknowledge it and say, okay, I'm going to address these feelings. All you have to do is take a few deep breaths in and out, in and out. Then you want to identify where in your body you're holding this emotion. It's not about rehashing the emotion. It's not about rehashing what somebody said. It's not about any of that. We're going to deal with the feeling, and the feeling manifests itself in your body. So where is it in your body? You identify it. You give it a shape. You give it a color. You give it a texture. We are focusing only on the feeling and where it is in your body. And then you breathe. You take some breaths in, you identify where it is, you breathe. What I like to do is I imagine that the breath and the air that I'm taking in is actually water. And so I visualize water coming in. It flows over wherever this emotion is, my emotion. Today, I was talking to my coach about an emotion that I had, and it was right in the pit of my stomach. And so I visualize water coming in as I'm breathing air in. It's water, and it just flows over where that emotion is. And I do that in and out. I let the emotion get almost flooded by the water. The water breaks it up. I give it about 2, 3, 4 minutes. And then I just decide that the water has washed it away and it's gone and it's time to move on. I felt the feeling. I identified it. I took some deep breaths. I allowed it to get broken up. I allowed it to be there. And then it was time for it to go. Because we can hold on to things, and we do. We hold on to things. That's the important part about identifying where it is in your body. Because any emotion that you feel gets stored in your body. If you don't process it and you don't release it, feel it, release it, and let it go, it's going to be stored in your body somewhere. That's why so many people have tight muscles in their neck, in their shoulders, because we hold on to those emotions. And so we want to make sure that we are rinsing those out, letting those go. Takes about 5 minutes and then you're good to go back in the party. But here's the key. When you go back to the party, you decide, I am not putting myself back in that same position. I am going to change my thoughts about whatever it was that I was thinking about, whatever it was, because we can try and avoid things, but it's our thoughts about it. I'm not going to let that upset me anymore. You have to give yourself a pep talk and say, we're not doing that anymore. I'm not going to buy into that. I'm not going to buy into what someone else is saying, something from the past, because the past, y'all, needs to stay in the past. We don't need to be bringing the past up. The only power the past has is when we give it power by bringing it into our present. So we have to just let it go. So that really making that decision that you're not going to put yourself back in that same position. You're not going to put yourself in that firing line again, because that is not worth it. And your time and your energy is much more valuable than that. All right. So we've allowed our feelings. We've avoided the dip. We've avoided the cookies. And that's a good thing. Okay. So now the next thing we have to do is we have to count our blessings. So gratitude should be daily. It should be daily all the time. But during the holidays, especially, we cannot forget to be grateful for every little thing in our lives. Gratitude is such a powerful tool. It is so very important. We have to bring that gratitude back all the time. When you're feeling, when you start to feel in any way sad, because let's be honest, the holidays oftentimes can bring up a lot of emotions for people. And a lot of times those emotions are sad. A lot of times the holidays are not enjoyable for many people. And so we have to remember, we have to be grateful for everything we have. Because as we're sitting here on this computer, if we're on Facebook, if we're on a phone, y'all, we have a lot more than a lot of people. And you have to really, we have to be really, really grateful and really look. There's always, in my sister's bathroom, she has a little thing over the toilet that says, there's always, always, always something to be grateful for. Always. We can find it. And that's what we need to be doing during the holidays, because there's so many conflicting things that are coming at us. We have to make sure that we are grateful. And so gratitude every day during the holidays. Oh, and also, not only your own gratitude, but I think it's really important to be very, very clear on how you appreciate and are grateful for other people in your lives. So sharing with people, telling people. You can write down gratitude all you want. You can think it all you want, but we need to start speaking it too. You need to start speaking it to people, telling people how much you love them, telling people what they mean to you in your lives. I will tell you that probably the best holiday that I ever had was the first or second year after I left teaching. Y'all, I was as poor could be. I had no money to buy anybody a gift. So every single member of my family got a letter from me. Every single member got a letter from me. And I will tell you, it was for me giving those letters out was, because I know how much time it took me to write them. I mean, it was long. I mean, nobody got a short letter. I mean, it was like, you know, I was a school teacher, y'all. I believe in 3 paragraphs, 5 paragraphs if you're lucky. But I know how much time it took. I know how much thought it took on my part. And I loved giving those out, because I was able to communicate with people, because that to me was, that was the gift that I had that year. Cause I didn't have money to buy anything, but I had the time and the love to give them. And that was, it was just really, it was very powerful. And you know, that's something that I won't forget. And I hope they don't either. right. Number five, be selective. And this goes for people, and it does go for food as well. So it's probably the only thing. No, there'll be two times that I'll talk about food. This is going to be one of them. Don't eat something on the holidays that you can eat any other time during the year. Cheese and crackers. Yeah, that's boring. Cheese and crackers. Yeah, don't. I find those crudité plates with the cheese and the crackers, that's so lame. I'm sorry. If you serve them at your house, that's great. We serve them at our house. I never eat them because I can do that anytime. I want something special. If it's the holidays, I want something special that I am not going to get any other time of the year. It's going to make me remember my Nana, or make me remember my mom, or make me remember anyone in my family that, you know, any memorable time that we had. So be selective. Put in your body what you really want. All the other stuff, just let it go. Let it go. If it's something special, absolutely eat it. But if it's cheese and crackers, I want you walking past the cheese and crackers, because that is a waste of abdominal spit. That's a waste of stomach space. Am I right, Debbie Rooney? I am right. It's a waste of space. Don't do it. Don't eat salad either. I think that is a huge waste of stomach space. But that's just a personal thing. The other thing is, be selective about who you give your time to. You don't have to go to every party. You don't have to go to every event. Be selective. Be selective about who gets to spend time with you and who you spend time with. Because we don't have a lot of time. We don't have a lot of you know, time is not something that we have a ton of. So be selective and really give your time to those people that you really want to see. And if you don't want to see somebody and you don't want to, and you're like, oh, I'm really dreading this, don't go. Don't go. I mean, it's just, we really have to be much more selective about our time and what we're doing. And also I think people need to be deserving of our time. I think our time is valuable, and I want it to be something that we are able to spend time with people that we truly care about. The last area that I'm going to talk about is making decisions ahead of time. And I think this is probably the cornerstone of my program, is making those decisions ahead of time. So the first decision that you have to make ahead of time, if you are going to an event, and especially in an event that possibly is one that brings up emotion for you, is you have to decide what kind of time do you want to have? If you are thinking, oh my God, I'm totally dreading this. This is going to be horrible. I'm just going to get through this. Y'all, you're going to have a horrible time. I mean, if that's the attitude that you're going in, make a decision ahead of time. If you are going to invest your time into going to a party or going to an event or going to a get together, decide ahead of time, I am going to have an amazing time. I'm going to meet so many new people. I'm going to talk to people. It's going to be amazing. And I'm going to come away feeling so good after this event. You will be absolutely amazed at what happens when you go in with a positive attitude and you go in feeling like this is going to be amazing and I'm so blessed to be here. Your energy that you show up with is completely different. As if you, absolutely the opposite of whether it's a wah, wah, I don't want to be here. Go in with an attitude of this is where I want to be. I am so excited to be here and this is going to be amazing. And you tell yourself that. The second thing you do is you visualize yourself at that party. Make the decision. This is going to be amazing and this is what it's going to look like. And I am going to look amazing. I'm going to look hot. I'm going to look great, whatever. I'm going to show up at that party. I'm going to be wearing the most amazing outfit and I'm going to feel so confident and good. And that's how you will show up. So visualize yourself going into these events. Visualize yourself eating in a way that you want to eat. If you want to go into a party and you say, I'm going to go in and I'm going to be in control. I'm going to pick exactly what I want. I'm going to put just enough food on my plate. I'm going to feel so good when I leave. You do that ahead of time. You visualize yourself doing it. And that is what will happen. So we have to do that. We also have to visualize and decide if we're going to a party. Like I said before, if we're going to a party, let's not waste our time on these silly things that are on the buffet that we know we can eat anytime. We're not going to do that. We're going to visualize ourselves. We're going to make a plan for I'm going to eat all the things that I never get. And I'm going to have just a little bit and I'm going to have a taste of it and it's going to be amazing and I'm going to love it. And I'm going to feel so good when I leave and I'm going to feel so good when I go to bed and when I get up the next morning. We have to plan because our brain, if we don't say those things to our brain is going off in 50,000 directions and it's going to do whatever it needs to do to make us feel good. And we don't, that's not what we want. We want to make sure that we feel so good when we do this. We feel absolutely empowered and on our game and doing exactly what we need to do. So all of these things need to be thought through before we go to these events. Because usually I have a little side note that's not going to be about events, that it's going to be about you at home. But most of the time during the holidays, when damage is done to our eating or we find ourselves emotionally eating, it's usually a result of being around in interactions and around other people or out shopping or out, you know, being stressed and all of these things. We have to, again, all of these things kind of come into play. We have to remember all of these. Now, as a side note, when we talk about food and we talk about the holidays in general, here's what my rule for myself personally has always been. And I talk about this, I've been talking about this a lot recently. If you have a day, a party, an afternoon at home that you overeat, you binge, something happens, you bought some holiday cookies and suddenly you realize, oh my God, they're gone because I ate all of them in one sitting. If that happens, what needs to happen is you need to commit to yourself that that's the end of that, that this is not going to go on for 3 days. This is not going to be the week long, I'm going to beat myself up for what I did, feel bad, and then just repeat that cycle over and over and over again. I did a TikTok video the other day that basically said, it's not the binge, it's not the eating that's the problem. It's the relentless negative self-talk that comes afterwards that does all the damage. And that's what turns one bad meal into 5 days worth of bad meals. And that's what we have to, that's because if you have one bad meal or you have one bad day, make it that. It's one day. And now I'm done. And now I get back onto what I need to be doing. I get back onto making my plan. I get back onto eating the foods that I love in moderation, in too satisfied. That's what we have to do. We can't turn these into this over and over and over and over process where we just keep beating ourselves up. And then the binge and the overeats just keep happening. That's where the holidays get out of control, because one thing makes us feel guilty and then we feel bad and then we just keep pounding and piling on ourselves. And that never, ever benefits anyone. No one benefits from that. So that is probably the thing that I would say is the most important, is that when an overeat happens, because it's inevitable, they will happen, that if that happens, it's like, okay, it's one day. Next meal, we're back on. And we're not beating ourselves up. We're not saying anything negative. We're drinking our water. We're doing our things. And it's over and we move on. Because it's the one day turns into 5 days, turns into 3 weeks, turns into 6 weeks of eating out of control. And that's when we wake up on January 2nd and we're like, oh, I have no clothes to wear. Nothing fits. That's because we haven't stopped the negative thought pattern and the negative self-talk that's just kind of spiraling out of control. So that for me, and that's something that should be a daily occurrence, that we always recognize that the negative self-talk, that's the biggest piece. We have to be curtailing that and making sure that doesn't spiral out of control. So that is to me, that's the most important thing, is to make sure that when you have, you have things around the house, you have, events that you go to, things like that, don't let those things start to spiral and become repetitious. And again, through that negative self-talk that almost always inevitably happens. Does anyone here on the Zoom call have any questions? Any questions about dealing with people or dealing with events, anything like that? You can raise your hand and I would be happy to answer any questions, or you can put an answer in the chat or a question in the chat. That could be it. Kathy, thank you for taking such nice notes. Appreciate that. All right. Okay. So if we are good, then thank you so much for joining me for this masterclass. And again, I hope that was helpful. Again, these six areas, I'm just going to recap the six areas: dealing with other people. We have to be responsible for our own emotions and remember that our emotions are derived from our thoughts. We have to watch our thoughts. We have to be careful that we don't, we can think the worst of somebody, but why? Let them do their own thing. Let them bury themselves. You let them be them and you just move away. You just don't even need to engage in that. And stay away from the negative and the energy suckers. Keep your daily plan, keep your daily routine and your energy, your exercise, your daily consistent routine, your sleep patterns, all of those things. Halloween candy is no longer our friend. No, Halloween candy needs to go away. So here is, I don't think I told you all this because I know most of you don't have, I think most of you have grandkids, but you don't have kids. But one of my clients, Halloween candy reminded me of it. One of my clients does this with her kids. And I had never heard this before, that they have the Switch Witch. And I don't know if you've all have heard of the Switch Witch, but the Switch Witch is a witch that comes the day after Halloween. And basically the kids, you allow your kids to, or grandkids to get a Ziploc bag, and they can put in a small Ziploc bag, like a sandwich bag, and they can put in as much candy, as long as they can seal it, they can put as much of their Halloween candy in that bag. Everything else, the Switch Witch comes and takes it and she donates it. Now she throws it away, but basically it's, she comes and in exchange for that, they get money. And so depending on how much of their if they want to keep candy, they can keep as much as they can put in their little bag. But the rest of it, if they give more away, they get more money. And so the parents can decide how much money they want to give. It's, you know, it's $5 or $10 or something like that. But it gets the candy out of the house and then you throw it out. And so it's really, you know, it gives kids a little bit of an incentive to give up their Halloween candy. I mean, I'd rather have a child have some money as opposed to all of that candy. Calls it trick or treat fairy. Oh, I like that. And they give all the candy. That's awesome. Oh, awesome. That's so good. I love that. So the trick or treat fairy. Okay. Yeah, we call it, they call it the switch witch, but that's awesome. Yeah. I think it's such a great idea. So yeah, get that stuff out, of the house because the kids don't need it. And we adults don't need it either. So allowing feelings, you had your little breakdown of how to allow feelings. You step into a bathroom, you step into an empty bedroom, do that, takes 5 minutes and you're good. And then don't put yourself back into that situation. Try to avoid either that person or that scenario. Count your blessings, daily gratitude, share with people how much you love them. Tell people how you feel about them. I think that's a joy of the holidays. Be selective about who you spend time with. Don't give your time to people who do not appreciate it. And then lastly, make decisions ahead of time. And whenever you go in to an event, decide how you're going. And you can do this every day too, but decide how you're going to show up. How do you want your day to go? How do you want it to unfold? How do you want the party to be? How do you want to show up for yourself when it comes to your eating? Make that decision, visualize it, and then execute it when you get to the event. Okay? Woo-hoo! All right, y'all. Thank you so much for coming. If you're on Facebook, thank you so much for being here. And we will see you. We'll see you in a couple months for our next. Oh, it'll be a January masterclass. Yay! All right, everybody. Have a great holiday and take care of yourself. All right. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Chris, can you stay on for a minute?
Sure.
Okay.
Let me stop the recording. Thank you for listening to today's podcast. To begin your journey towards losing your weight and managing your emotional eating, sign up for my free course, Food Freedom. Go to www.kristinjonescoaching.com and click the link that says sign up for the free course.